Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or a teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or a podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get into the Word.
And as we come to the end of the year, I pray and ask God, what is it that He would want me to share to help put us on one accord for the next year? And He gave me 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. As we're going to talk tonight about a new model for a new year. A new model for a new year, which continues in our theme for this month as Paul challenged us to live as we do. Said in His holy word, Philippians chapter 3, verses 17, join together and following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. He said that I'm a model of this Christian faith. I'm not just talking it. I'm not just being religious, but I'm a model, and I challenge you to live as we do, which is amazing, to which I pray before we end this year that we all might realize that we are models of this Christian faith, and that we might be able to say that for those who are looking on, to live as we do. And if you've come to the end of the year and not comfortable saying that, then we want to raise tonight a new model for a new year. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21 is on the screen there as well as in your handouts. Let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. One, two, three. We pray, Father God, we come tonight, Lord, just wanting to pray that you would, first of all, forgive us of our sins, and that you would wash and cleanse us, Lord, that we might be in right relationship with you, Father. And as a result, Lord, of us being in right relationship with you, we might be able to hear your word. And as a result of us being in right relationship with you, we might be in right relationship with one another. So, Father God, I pray, Lord, that you speak tonight. For your people need to hear a word from you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and praise the Lord. Again, we're talking about tonight a new model for a new year. We're going to talk all around three messages as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance, the 3 points. We're going to talk about a new me. We're going to talk about a new message. We're going to talk about a new moonlight. A new me, a new message, and a new moonlight. And we pray tonight that Christians should be made over to make him known. Christians should be made over to make him known. In the year of 2012, our year's theme will be not to know him, but to make him known. To make him known. And this will be our thrust for the entire year. To make him known. And I've hinted on around throughout this year that if we're going to make him known, we have to know him. We have to know him. We have to have developed a personal relationship with God. I say a personal relationship with God because it has to be personal in order for you to make him known. It has to be personal in order for you to develop in your Christian walk or in your Christian faith. Because if it's a personal walk, you won't have to go off of what somebody else said. But you can go off of your personal relationship with God and what his word says. And what his word says. And people who know him want to make him known. His number one topic of discussion every Sunday when they leave the church house, people who know him are going to leave this place talking about what he has done for them. If they know him. And if you know him, we come to the meaning of this text. If you know him, you become a new you. You become like this man that we studied all throughout this last year by the name of Paul. He was a notorious man. As a matter of fact, when he first got saved, folk in the church wouldn't accept him because he was so notorious. God had a man of God to take him and lead him and guide him. And from that we get this man by the name of Paul. But Paul would tell you that when I came to Christ, I wasn't the same notorious person after I met him on that Damascus road. And it didn't take me a long time to be different. I had come in contact with him, and when I came in contact with him, I was different. And I began to run in the opposite direction and was about my father's ministry ever since I met him on that Damascus road. I was a new me. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, poor neighbor, are you a new me? Are you the same old me? Have you changed this last year? Has God done something new in your character? Has God done something new? How do you respond differently than the way that you used to respond? Are you a new you? Ask your neighbor. Neighbor?
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. Are you a new you? Well, this text says tonight that there should be a new me. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creature has come and the old has gone, the new is here! Exclamation point. Oh, Paul says that if you come in contact with Christ, if you really develop a personal relationship with God, if you have your own personal Damascus Rose experience, then that means that you are new. The old folk used to say, I don't walk the way I used to walk. I don't talk the way I used to talk. I looked at my hands and my hands were new. I looked at, and then they use all kind of analogies to describe the new me. The new me. When people look in your life, can they use these kind of analogies to say that this man is a new man, this woman is a new woman, this child is a new child? Well, God says in his word, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creature has come and the old has gone and the new is here. Let's take a roll call right now. You know, when we were in school, the first thing they used to do when they came to class, they used to take a roll call and they would call names. And we would use one or two words. You may have used more. You either said you were here or you said that you were present. Hello, somebody. And God tonight is at Bethlehem Baptist Church wondering about the people and the believers within this church and wanting to do some awesome and great and marvelous and wonderful things. But there has to be a roll call. Oh, there's some new people here at Bethlehem. Oh, if he calls your name, could you say present? Let me say that again. I'm talking about the new you, not the old you. Hello, somebody, because the old you may have walked up in here trying and wanting to start some mess. The old you may be mad. The old you may be upset. The old you may be ready to curse. The old you. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. If God call your name right now, are you in the spirit or are you in the flesh? Are you new or are you the same old you? Right. Hello, somebody. You'd cut somebody in the world and you'd cut somebody in the church. You haven't changed, just the position of where you sit in. You don't sit on the corner no more, you sit on the corner bench. Hello, somebody. Ready to cut. Are you new? Because if we're going to accomplish the task that God wants us to do next year to make him known, only people who know him can make him known. Ooh. Hello, somebody. Are you a new you? Or will you go into 2012 the same person that you were in 2011? Hello, somebody. Are you a new you? See, God has been trying to put that new you in you in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Ezekiel put it this way in Ezekiel 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Oh, you a new you. Or do you have that same old stony, hard heart? Oh, you a new you. Do you have a new heart? Do you have a new spirit in you? God says that when I reach and when I touch you, oh, you've got to become new. Oh, because I do a spiritual operation. I will remove from you your heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. That you come here tonight with a heart of stone, ready to stone. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh in this place. That you come here with a heart of stone, ready to stone. Or that you come here with a new spirit and a new heart, ready to get what God has for you for the new year. Why are you here tonight? Oh, are you here? Are you present? Or are you in the flesh? Ooh. Hello, somebody. God says in his word, this is what I want to do. This is the church's job to do. Is that we make new people. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, we make new people. Oh, they may be one way on the street, but when God get a hold of them, oh, and they come into the house of the God of the Lord, oh, they become new. And there's some folk in here who have some notorious past. But we're calling them reverend and preacher and deacon now because God made you new. Well, God just don't want to stop with you. He has a whole lot of other folk he wants to make new. And he wants to use you as a part of that process. So if we're going to accomplish the task for next year and make him known, I have to be a new me. I have to be in Christ. I have to be a new creature. All things have to go away and new things have to become here. I have to have a new heart. I have to have a new spirit. And God, that's because God has removed that heart of stone. Hello, somebody. And it's given me a heart of flesh. And when we've had that spiritual operation truly, oh, I didn't say if we had religion. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. Oh, and if you're not new, you don't have a relationship. Hello, somebody. A new me. Therefore, if anyone, if any man, if any woman, if any child be in Christ, they are a new creature, and all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You see, because you have to become a new me in order to get a new message. Hello, somebody. I have to be a new me in order to get a new message. And the message is what I tell. The message is what I say. The message is what I model. The message is me. Hello, somebody. Says in the text tonight, and the text says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Jesus, or through Christ, and gave us what? The ministry of reconciliation. In other words, you were saved to save somebody. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, you were saved to save somebody in Jesus' name. That is your primary goal, your primary purpose in life. Is that he might use you, that he might put a new message in you. You, when you become new, you get a new language. You get a new talk. And many of us don't have nothing new, really. You have the same old language, the same old talk, the same old walk. Hello, somebody. Same old talk. Instead of sharing the gospel message, you're out there gossiping. Hello, somebody. You know it by the fruit of it. Are we becoming better because you open your mouth as a church, or are we getting worse because you open your mouth as a church? What is the message God has put in you? I know he's reconciled you that you may share his message. He reconciled you and he gave you a ministry of reconciliation. That means through you, folk come to know Christ. Verse 19 says that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against him. Why are we counting people's sins against him when we have the ministry of reconciliation? Hello, somebody. You don't know how to count. God forgave you and he can forgive anybody else who came behind you. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Now, we all have different consequences for sins, but he can forgive you of your sins. Someone must ask me, what if somebody on death row admittedly said that they murdered somebody? Can God forgive murder? Yes, God can forgive murder. But guess what? You still may have to pay the consequences of murder. Hello, somebody. In other words, you'll have a thief on a cross experience. Hello, somebody. Well, the thief was it with Jesus that day in paradise. Hello, somebody. Yes, God forgives sin. Yes, God, he does. Oh, not counting people's sin against them. And he has commended to us the message of reconciliation. If you're in this place and you don't want to see folk get saved, you're just in the wrong place. I'm talking about some notorious folk get saved and turn and change. I was in Abilene, and in Abilene, a notorious drug dealer got saved. He came before the church. I gloried in God because of it. Amen. He came before the church and he asked the church to forgive him. And I said, yes, God can forgive you. But God has given you a ministry of reconciliation. Amen. All those folk that you led astray, going after the rock, it's now your job to reconcile them to the true rock. Hello, somebody. And that young man is doing well still today in Abilene, a model citizen, because he gave us an administrative reconciliation. Somebody could have said, don't let him up in this church. Don't you know who he is? Hello, somebody. And we could have missed the ministry. Hundreds and thousands of folk getting saved. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Don't hold folks sin against him. God has reconciled us all. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. And this should be your new message that you go into the new year. That God is a God that doesn't hold folks sin against him. That if you give your life to Jesus Christ, you can be saved right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Does anybody here believe that? If you believe that, why don't you give God a hand clap of praise tonight? Oh, this is our new model for a new year. First of all, I have to become new myself. And then God gives me a new message. Don't you know that we're all evangelists up in here? From the pulpit to the back of the door, we're all evangelists. And we've all been chosen and given a new message, a message of reconciliation. Oh, where people from all walks and talks of life can get saved. Not just one kind of person, but every kind of person. Oh, the young, the old, the poor, the rich, the black, the white, the Hispanic. Everybody needs to hear this message of reconciliation. Say to your neighbor, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Poor neighbor.
Poor neighbor.
Do you have the message? This is what you're supposed to leave this place talking about. Talking about Jesus and what he has done. Seeing Jesus at work. See, Jesus at work. Folk are being saved and the devil don't like it. People's lives are being changed and rearranged and the devil don't like it. And he's coming against our church. But the only way he can win is if we get off the message. Let me say that again. The only way he can win is if we get off the message. Hello, somebody. Because once he gives us a new message, then it's time for us to moonlight. Back in the day, moonlighting used to mean a job that you worked at night away from your other job. Well, some definitions of that moonlight means just an occupation. But I think this is a good word picture for every person in here who's a Christian. Now, we all have different occupations, but we should all be moonlighting for him. Hello, somebody. Ask your neighbor, neighbor. Or neighbor, are you moonlighting for him? Verse 20 says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As true God was making his what? Appeal through us. We are his ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. And we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, or you a ambassador. Ambassadors are in the political realm. It's a very haughty position to have. And when you become an ambassador, you are celebrated. I sure wish the Lord would make me the ambassador to Jamaica or Hawaii. Hello, somebody. Because you get to go live there. Wait a minute, not really now, because that's our own court. That's right, our own home. Forgive me. It has to be on a foreign soil. A foreign soil. Jamaica is foreign? Okay. Not Hawaii, though. But you get to go live in a house that's not your own. Usually a nice house. And whenever there's an American that comes there and there's any trouble that they may get into, the first thing you do is you try to go to your ambassador. And the ambassador teaches you how to live in that country. And it's the official spokesperson for the United States. Hello, somebody. And that's what God has called you to do at your job. You're on foreign soil, but God has blessed you with an office. You're on foreign soil, but God has blessed you with a position. You're on foreign soil. And when people go through, when they need to hear something from God, they need to come to you. You're an ambassador in your own home and in your own family. And when the world wears those people out in the box and they come looking for help and needing help from God, they should be able to find you and to talk to you as an ambassador. You are to be a worker of God everywhere you are, everywhere you go. An ambassador, you represent the kingdom of God. You have his message. You know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to reconcile people to God where you are. Hello, somebody. And if we all took the mindset of an ambassador, we would not need any outreach programs, because God has already anointed and appointed you as an outreach program right where you are. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You are. One of the greatest ambassadors that I've seen in this church, and I mourn so, was Sister Alice. They used to sit right there. Because everybody that worked with her, they had to come here. And when they came here, God began to work on them and move in an awesome and in a mighty way. She was an ambassador. Hello, somebody. Are you an ambassador for Christ? Hello, somebody. Oh, you there out there talking the church down, talking the preacher down. Why I want to go to church with somebody like you talking Bethlehem down? What I need to be up there for? Hello, somebody. You're off message. You're off message. And when you're off message, guess what? You're off moonlighting. And you're working for somebody else. It's one of the biggest problems that we have with occupational employment today. Is we have people who are at work but not doing work. Hello, somebody. At work but not doing work. You know them folk. Supposed to have a 30-minute lunch and they got an hour lunch. Hello, somebody. Supposed to have a 15-minute break and they break it for 30 minutes. They're at the desk on Facebook as opposed to doing that work. Hello, somebody. At work but not doing work. And that's what we have a lot of Christians are today. Oh, at work but not doing work. That's what it's called, coming to church. Being religious. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Are you moonlighting for the Lord? Are you an ambassador for the Savior? Are you making him known? Or are you making mess known? The Bible says, and you know, and I said this many times before, if you have a conflict with your brother, you're supposed to go to your brother in private. Right. If you can't work it out, you're supposed to take two or three others with them. Hello, somebody. Are you a new you? Do you have a new message? Are you moonlighting? Or are you just lighting? Starting fires. Like that house that went up for Christmas. They cleaned the chimney out and threw the trash. I threw it out with the trash and it just lit up the whole home, and I think four people died. Are you moonlighting, or are you just starting fires in the church? Hello, somebody. Are you an ambassador? Ambassador represents Christ. And guess what? Even if America is in the wrong, hello, somebody, you still got to represent the USA. What it look like with you an ambassador and mad at President Barack Obama because you're a Republican. You just don't like him because he's a Democrat. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Are you moonlighting? Are you an ambassador? Are you leaving this place telling the world about Jesus Christ? Are you on message? Or are you at work? Or are you just there not doing the work? The Bible says true ambassadors reconcile. God is making his appeal to us. He says, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God has given us a commission in Matthew 28:19. We all know this commission, but many of us don't really know this commission. This commission was given to disciples. And there would be no church age had it not been for this mission. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. This is personal instructions. First of all, it is the last record. Go to the next slide. First, it is the last record recorded personal instruction given by Jesus to his disciples. Before there was a church, there was a commission. Before the church was even set up, it was given to his disciples. And a disciple is a learner of God, a learner of Christ. This was a personal instruction from Jesus to his disciples. Not just to the preacher, not just to the deacon, it was given to the disciples. Second, it's a special calling from Jesus Christ to all of his followers to take specific actions while on this earth. Wait a minute. It's the last day. You know that if mama left the house and told you to do something, you better have had it done before she came back. Because it was the last instruction she gave you. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. This is the last instruction that Jesus gave to his disciples. And this was a specific action to take. Acts 1:7-28. It's given here. This was before the Holy Spirit will come and inhabit the people there. This is what Jesus said. It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set to his own, has set by his own authority. But he says this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses, you will be my ambassadors in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And the next text says that Jesus was taken away in the air. And it says, later on in verse 15, before the Holy Spirit would empower, before the birth of the church, the number of believers who got that great commission numbered 120. And they were the ones who took this great commission and started the church age. Hello, someone. In other words, this is a layman's movement. Woo. We try to make it professional and have the professionals do it. You know, that's satanic in nature, because the preacher can only do so much. Hello, somebody. At my first church, I had to do everything because I didn't have any help. I had to preach like I preach. Hello, somebody. And then I had to get all the sweat on me and run down and try to serve the Lord's Supper, and I had to run back and serve and do what was behind there to do. I had to do everything. I came here, now I have help. I don't have to do everything. I have more ministers, and that's good, but what if we all became ministers like it was set up in the beginning? Hello, somebody. What if we all became ministers? What if we all became ambassadors, which we are supposed to be? You heard it said before. If we all go out and share, oh, we can turn this town upside down. And I'm believing that that's what God wants us to do in 2012. He wants us to stop fighting amongst ourselves and to go out to be a new me, to have this new message and take this new message and do some moonlighting. And we can have more folk getting saved from every walk of life. Oh, the devil don't want us to do that. As long as we can argue amongst ourselves, he can stop us from impacting the world. Hello, somebody. Peter and this church of 100 of people, even before the church of 120, would get on fire for the Lord, and they would begin to turn the world upside down. God wants us in 2012 to turn the world upside down, and we can tilt it right here from Bethlehem. We can tilt it. I know we can tilt it, because the devil is pressing too hard for us not to tilt. Don't you know this last year, oh, was full of hurricanes, drought, floods. Hello, somebody. Tsunamis. I'm just talking about in the church, not just the Oklahoma weather. Hello, somebody. I'm not just talking to Oklahoma weather. Hello, somebody. But God has been glorified. Four young children got saved and took that first step of discipleship and were baptized. We should have been lit up, and we should have went out and told other folk all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that he is real. And because he's real, I have to tell you, I have to tell you about the new me. I've got to tell you about the new message. I've got to moonlight and tell other folk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, God is good, and all the time God is good. And how many churches on this last Sunday was let open, let alone having four baptisms on the Lord's birthday? Wow. Because there's some churches that didn't even open on the Lord's whole birthday, let alone giving evidence of knowing him. Church, we've got to stay on point. Don't let the devil turn you around. Don't even let your best friends, don't let nobody turn you around, because God has some awesome things before us. Within this next year, I believe that more people can get saved, and I believe that we can build a building, and I believe that we can get along together in unity and harmony and in love, and they will know we are Christians by our love for one another in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to give God a hand clap of praise up in here, a hand clap of praise up in here, because the devil is mad. He's mad. You want to continue to make him mad? Let's stay on message. You want to continue to make them mad? Let's keep being new. Keep being transformed. Keep being on message. Keep moonlighting. Keep praying for those that are in the box. Some of you don't even recognize some of the folk that have come out of the box. Some of you mad because they came out the box. Woo! You just don't know it. People of God, there is more for us. God is saying, you can have the land flowing with milk and honey. You can have it. All you've got to do is know me. Ooh, I said something. I think you missed it. It's not what you're going to do. It's who you know. Now, we know in this world, many of you have said, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Hello, somebody. Because there's some folk that went to school and you told your children that if you get a 4-year degree, you can go out and get you a good job. Some have spent that time and they're having problems finding a job now. Been out 6 months, been out a year. It's not just what you know, and I'm not talking against education. Get as much as you can, but you better know him. Hello, somebody. Because if you know him, he can make a way out of no way. If you know him, he can do some things that are exceedingly abundantly above anything that you ask or can imagine. If you know him. Do you know him? Really, do you know him? Let's take an evaluation. This is my last message before the new year. We're going to have a 10 o'clock service, and we're going to come together with Pastor Scott and Pastor Plunkett. They're going to be here, and this Saturday night, they're going to help to usher us into the new year. Pastor Scott is going to preach. So this is my last message for the new year. But let's take an evaluation. Let's say in our hearts and our minds that before we leave this year, we're going to become new. Before we leave this year, we're going to take this new message. And this new message is all we're going to talk about next year. You know, take this moonlighting position. Really make it our occupation everywhere we go. Bible says that if Christ be lifted up, that he will draw all men, women and children unto himself. That's the message. Let's stay on message. And stay on me. Bible says he is without sin. Let him cast the first stone. Bible says, that you first of all need to take the speck out of your own eye before you take the plank out of your own eye before you try to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Then say it wasn't a speck. It just said you had a plank in yours. Hello, somebody. I said sweep around your own front door. That's what the song says. That's basically the text. That's where that song came from. Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. And I'm talking about from right here, from me too. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking me too. I'm not perfect. I don't think I ever claimed to be perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. The more you know him, the more rottenness you know that you are. So I don't have it. I don't have no thorns to throw at nobody. I'm trying to get myself right. And if we all could focus on ourselves. Start with the man or the woman in the mirror. Like Michael Jackson said, and ask him to change his ways. God is asking you to change your ways. You have to be new to get the new message, to get the new moonlight. Shall we pray? Father God, we come tonight, Lord, just asking you, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins. Lord, forgive me as a pastor. Forgive me. And Lord, forgive the people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because none of us, Lord, are here are perfect, Lord. Father God, you know our hearts. You know our minds, and you know there are some who are here when they are striving, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I pray that everyone at the sound of my voice will strive, Father. That in this next coming year that they will strive to be a new me, Father. Help us all, Lord Jesus. We can't do this without you, Lord. Father, as a pastor, Lord, I can't do this without you, Lord. The people are wonderful and great people. Lord, I don't have enough wisdom yet, but I'm striving, Lord. Father God, I'm striving. Pray, Lord, that we as a people will strive, Lord. That we can be a new creature in Christ, Lord. A new creature in Christ. Oh, Father, not only that we may be new, Lord, but that you may use us to create new, Father. That you will give us this message, Lord, that we're supposed to be on, Father, and that we may share, that we may be ambassadors and take this message in moonlight. Oh, that we may continue to pray as we pray, Father, for many folk in this box, and people have been coming out of this box, some sooner than folk knew, oh, coming out of this box and being saved and being transformed and being used within this body. And I continue to pray today that you would use us, use us all to become new. Use us all to give us a new message. Use us all to give us a new moonlight. To use us all to continue to pray for those that are in this box, that they may come say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Help us, Father, to strive for you, Father. Help us, Lord, to be new in you. Created us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Remove, Father, this heart of stone, and give us, Lord, a heart of flesh. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, oh Father, we pray, Lord, that we might be in right relationship with you so that your Holy Spirit can inhabit our bodies. Your Holy Spirit can inhabit our tongues. Your Holy Spirit can inhabit our lives. Oh, that we might be true ambassadors. That we might be filled with the Holy Spirit of God and speak in new tongues and
church where people can hear God's calling in Jesus' name, in languages where people can hear God calling and be reconciled with Him, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father, we cry out to You, Father, we stretch our hands to You, Father, we look to You, Father, in Jesus' name, we come, Father, against that satanic force that's coming against our church, but Your word says that if we resist the devil, that he has to flee, and right now, we come resisting him against Your plan and Your program for Bethlehem Baptist Church within 2012, resisting him right now in 2011, that we may go to a new year on fire for You, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I said in Jesus' name, I said in Jesus' name, tonight move by the power of Your Holy Spirit, tonight move in Jesus' name, tonight move, Lord, we need Thee, oh, we need Thee, Father, right now, Lord, we need Thee, oh, the old folk used to sing, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, not my father, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, and there's some here tonight, oh, sitting and standing in the need of prayer, and we pray, Father, that You would touch right now, that You would move right now. Somebody came here with a burden on their heart, somebody came here with a burden on their mind, and I pray, Father, that You will loose that burden right now in Jesus' name, that You will loose that burden right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. There's somebody here like that woman with an issue of blood, Father, and they came tonight to press, to touch the hem of His garment, and I pray that You allow them to press and touch the hem of heaven, and when they touch the hem of heaven, I pray that You will make them whole tonight, that You will make them well tonight, for we believe that You're still Jehovah Jireh, our God who will provide in Jesus' name, not just tonight, but for 2012, in Jesus' name. We're concerned about going into a new year, but You've already been there, and You've already provided, You've already guided, You've already delivered, You've already set free, You've already done it. Help us to walk in victory as we leave this place tonight, in Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name, say it with me, in Jesus' name, say it with me, in Jesus' name, say it like you mean it, in Jesus' name. Right now, oh, you think about what you want, right now, you think about what you need, right now, you think about that baby boy that's out on the streets acting like he don't know God and never been in the church, right now, you think about that wayward mate, right now, you think about that broke bank account, right now, you think about being single and alone, and you give it all over to the Lord, in Jesus' name, and you give it to Him, and you let Him have it, for His word says that if I have the faith of a mustard seed, I can speak to the mountains, and when I speak to the mountain has to be moved, and right now, Father, we come tonight speaking to the mountain and saying, mountain, be moved right now in Jesus' name. I said, mountains, be moved right now in Jesus' name. Mountains, be moved from this church in Jesus' name. Mountains, be moved in my bank account in Jesus' name. Mountains, be moved in my body, in my wife, in my child, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father. Oh, Father. I'd like to go into a new year, Father.
And we want to go in the new year on point. We want to go into the new year, Father, ready to make you known, Father. Ready to make you known, because in 2011 we have come to know you. We've come to know the fellowship of your suffering, Father. We've come to know the power of your resurrection. We come to know, Father, that you want us to be a model of this Christian faith. And you've been preparing us all this year so that we can change the world for next year. In Jesus' name, Father. And Father, we come tonight, oh, speaking, Father, and in praying peace over those that are at the sound of my voice, Father. Praying, Lord, self-control. Praying kindness. Praying gentleness. Praying love. Praying, Father, the fruit of the Spirit of the living God upon your people, that we may live out your word, Father, that we may do and be everything you tell us to do and be, Father, for we need you, Father. Oh, we need you. We can't do it on our own. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it alone, Father. We need you, Father. And we come tonight humbling ourselves before your hands. Oh, humbling ourselves. For you say, Lord, that if we humble ourselves, that you will exalt us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. We cry out to you, Lord.
Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's program. Before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms. And his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that we have all sinned, come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing, for now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love and believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem. Again, we're at 311 North Dunbar in Falls Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listen throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family. Because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby. Thank you for. And you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Lee Tom, the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now, we're entering into a building program, and we've calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. And you can hear it. Tap the link on the MySpace page or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God, and I believe God can do it for us, and we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art building, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more. Whatever God is laying on your heart, we need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com.